talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And we're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. First thing we're going to talk about this hour, more skullduggery from Moscow Mitch and the Republican leadership in the Senate, who are doing everything they can to vandalize our economy and try to make Joe Biden's presidency look unsuccessful. And here's what they've done. Here is what they've done. They have voted against proceeding with the infrastructure plan, even the so-called hard infrastructure plan, the hard one that has to do with shovel-ready things like bridges, roads, airports, water systems, and broadband. $1.2 trillion, half of it already paid for by prior appropriations for COVID that weren't used. The other half, $600 billion, roughly, works out at something like $60 billion a year for 10 years. This is to repair our infrastructure and build our infrastructure, which makes our economy go. And they are weaseling. And then they said, well, we'll do it if you can show us how you'll pay for it. One of the things Biden said was, well, we're losing $1 trillion a year. I didn't misspeak. Trillion, not billion, trillion a year to tax fraud. And that's because ever since Bush was president in the mid-aughts, about 2005 or six, he cut enforcement money to the IRS so that Republican donors can continue to commit felonies and tax fraud. Biden said, why don't we, I'll tell you this, I've said it before, I'm going to say it again, you have three times more likelihood of getting audited if you make less than $25,000 a year than you would if you made $5 million a year but got your money from LLCs and limited partnerships. Because the legal issues there, the audit knowledge there is not there in sufficient numbers in the IRS. The Republicans say, okay, that sounds good. Then their donors call and say, we don't want to pay taxes. If Biden's successful, he can go back 3 years and get 3 years of taxes. We don't want that. So they came and said, no, we're not going to put any money into the IRS. So now how are you going to pay for it? And Biden did his magic. He's like a magician with these guys, you know, pulls a rabbit out of the hat, pretends to saw the lady in half on the stage and all that kind of stuff. And then they go, okay. And then it came yesterday and they filibustered it. They filibustered it. We had 50 votes and Kamala Harris could have voted for it. But we needed 10 to make up the filibuster. Manchin and Sinema won't bust the filibuster. Moscow Mitch lied and he filibustered. Well, maybe Monday, he said. Maybe Monday. Getting very tired of this. You negotiate with these people. It's like negotiating with the Viet Cong or jihadists or negotiating with people that we've had to take on over the years. Getting frosted about this, going to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
Well, I mean, the New American Bund is acting like the Bund did back in the day in supporting our enemies and supporting enemies of the Republic as Hamilton closed out in his Federalist Papers, and most of these guys are, like he mentioned, in 75, they're willing to sell out our country with the help of foreign interests that for their own self-enrichment and aggrandizement. I'm mispronouncing that word right now. But, I mean, it's
self-aggrandizement. Yeah, absolutely the right word. Yeah.
And what can happen to this apparent capital rioter that was brought forth to on trial, and he was shouting in court, you know, that make me a better deal or, you know, drop the charges. Could the judge have just slapped a contempt of court on just on that outburst and say, nope, contempt of court for that and go, you know, that's adding jail time to you? Any of these guys that misbehave in court, they should just add more time to them for contempt of court because they have contempt of for our courts and for our democracy itself. I mean, they don't care about democracy. They care about the leader, and they don't care about, they talk about freedom, don't tread on me, but they're willing to bow down to another king, and it's King Trump rather than King George.
Right. Yeah, you hit the nail on the head, as always, and I like your history, and I like talking about the Federalist Papers. And I'll tell you what, there's two things here. One is the main thing, though, that you brought up was what kind of contempt powers does a court have for an outburst in court? I want to hit that just briefly. Your other one, of course, was really, it does betray us. You know, when you're not willing to put in money, half of which has already been set aside, you're not willing even to beef up enforcement in the IRS to stop fraud. And you're doing, and you keep saying you'll talk about it, and you would put millions of people to work in this country in the trades, carpenters, masons, bricklayers, operating engineers, all of the unions would have gotten a lot of money in good wages, good health benefits. They would be put to work. You've got to build our infrastructure. If you don't build our infrastructure and deteriorates, the economy deteriorates. You need transportation. You need broadband in rural areas. It's like electricity in the 1930s. Franklin Roosevelt put in the Rural Electrification Act. There were people, a lot of people, say up in northern Wisconsin, didn't have electricity before that. They had no electricity. Now their broadband is spotty and their internet connections are spotty and their phone connections are spotty. How do you run a business, a small business, and do sales, you know, do sales over the internet, when you don't know if you're going to be able to connect all the time? How do you do it? We want internet everywhere in the country the way we have electricity now. That's what we want. That's what this would do. Why not do that? Why not do that? And they go, okay, we'll do it. And then the day comes to vote on it, and they filibuster it. They filibustered it. And not one of them would throw a vote to Chuck Schumer. So we had 50 votes. Kamala Harris is 51, it would pass, but our people won't bust the filibuster. Reid, Manchin, and Sinema won't bust the filibuster. Now Mitt Romney says, okay, maybe Monday, mañana, Monday. Are you kidding me? You kidding me? Today's Thursday. Monday is 96 hours from now. What's the magic of that? Do you really think these guys are going to do any work over the weekend? They're going to burp and yawn. They're going to go to good restaurants. Have a couple of drinks, couple of pops, chuckle. Yeah, Monday will come. Well, we're not quite ready. How about Friday? And they keep doing it till they go on recess. They're going on recess starting August 1st. You know, and so, okay, after the recess, mañana, after the recess. See, what this is what these guys are doing. This guy. So we've got to do this maybe through budget reconciliation, like the so-called soft infrastructure, which is the one that's very important, has to do with child care, Medicare. It has to do with climate change, and has to do with a lot of other things that are absolutely necessary. Modernize this country. When both those infrastructure bills pass, the so-called hard and the so-called soft, and those are not pejorative terms. Soft doesn't mean somehow it's soft in concept or anything like that. But we will have first-class airports, roads, bridges, water systems, broadband in all of rural America, and we will modernize our economy. People will look back and say what Franklin Roosevelt did in the 1930s, we did now, and we created a stronger America. And the Republican parties, as always, are obstructing this. On foreign policy, they're isolationist. They continue to always attack a Democratic president. And they always are opposed to doing anything. It's not just a matter of getting their donors to pay taxes or higher taxes. It's to pay any taxes. I mean, something like the top 50 corporations in the country pay no income taxes at all. You know, and let me tell you something else. Say it again. It's important. Hedge fund managers do not pay income taxes. You know that? They get on average something like 1.5 or 2% of all assets under management, even if they do a bad job. They have $1 billion under management, they'll get $20 million. That's 2%. They get $10 billion under management, which a lot of them have a lot more than that. They get $200 million every year, and they don't pay income taxes on it. They paid carried interest on it, taxes, which is the equivalent of capital gains taxes, about half of income taxes, simply because they had lobbyists that changed the name of their money from income to carried interest. Well, hey, what if police officers, firefighters, secretaries and nurses and union workers went to Congress for the lobbyists, say, have our wages denominated carried interest. Let us pay half. What do you think would happen? What do you think would happen? What do you think would happen? I know what would happen. I know what would happen. We're going to be going to a break soon. The lines are lighted up. Do not hang up. I will get right back to you right after the break. But I want to leave you with this. What Moscow Mitch has done in filibustering the hard infrastructure plan is deny millions of good union wage jobs to rebuild our country and the bridges and the roads and the airports and broadband and water systems. He is doing that simply so that Joe Biden will not look successful. That's what's really going on. They say, okay, now Monday they'll talk about it, then Friday, then after the August recess. We're going to a break. Do not hang up. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.